You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and today we're taking you inside Oakland classrooms to meet creative teachers. Here's another one of our favorite teacher memories from engineer Chris Hoff.
There was a 12th grade English teacher. His name is Mr. Cotton at Fremont High School, and he had a really big impact on me. I remember we were in our Shakespeare part of the course, and we were reading Hamlet, and he made all of us memorize a soliloquy of Hamlet's, and we had to sort of come in character and act it out in front of him. And I remember this is like one of the first times I've really had to memorize something, and since then I've memorized tons of things. There's something really nice about memorizing poems or memorizing pieces of literature, and it was all because of Mr. Cotton. And my soliloquy was from the fourth act of Hamlet, where it starts, "Oh, how all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man if his chief good and market of his time be but to sleep and feed, a beast no more?" And so forth.
Luckily, pretty much everyone agrees that we can't cut Shakespeare from our classrooms. But in recent years, school districts across the U.S. have had to make drastic budget cuts. Politicians, parents, and teachers have gone back and forth about what to cut and what to keep. But the voices you don't often hear are the students. At Fremont High School, there's another debate going on. The debate team at Fremont High has a voice, and they like to be heard. Bree Sharman takes us to Fremont High to hear what these kids have to say.
Am I short?
Are you tall?
What's going on?
What game is this? Are you black?
Is this shirt comfy?
Why are we doing this again?
Are you blonde?
About a dozen teens at Fremont High School are standing in a circle in their classroom. They are rapidly firing questions at one another so fast they're almost inaudible. This is Fremont High's debate team. Right now, they're doing a cross-examination exercise.
Am I Canada?
Do you like the U.S.?
Am I yellow?
Is your brother Diego?
No, he's not. Is he your brother?
No, I answered the question.
When the exercise is over, the team gets down to the real issues.
Let's brainstorm all the ways that you, the Fremont community, and your families are affected by public transportation. And how could investment in public transportation improve your life?
That's Elizabeth Cierney, the debate coach at Fremont High School. She's been teaching and coaching at Fremont for the last 2 years.
We happen to be in an urban community, and students happen to take the local public transportation system to school. So it's easy for us to find a way to make that connect with them.
These students aren't cross-examining their opponents on topics like foreign policy or the global financial crisis. They're hitting issues close to home and close to heart.
They like being able to argue, and it's very much a student voice class.
Skierney was at Fremont High for only a few months when three of her students pulled her aside and asked her to be their debate coach. Even though she had no experience in debate, she didn't want to say no.
And I was like, so what do I have to do? Can I just sit here in the corner and listen to you guys and just be in the room?
She picked it up quickly and soon began to take an active role in recruiting new members and coaching students, like she's doing today.
But like, why is it difficult to like acknowledge certain groups as equal based on like, despite that there are certain like economic differences and, you know, cultural differences? Because essentially that what happens is that when like these societies are treated as disposable, they just become that disposable.
My name is Sierra Garcia from the Fremont High School.
Garcia is a senior and the current debate team captain.
I have been debating for 4 years now. For the past 3 years, I have been debating varsity. One part of academics is sort of just like doing all the work, listening to your teacher talk, and another part is sort of like actually speaking on your own part. And I think that debate plays a huge role in that when it comes to sort of like what the students actually think.
Garcia never planned to be on the debate team. The class is an elective at Fremont, and Garcia came into the school with a different idea of what he wanted to do.
The JROTC program that I was in, I was the battalion commandant, that also got cut.
Along with almost all the other elective classes at the school. Debate at Fremont is mostly funded by the Bay Area Urban Debate League, and is now one of the few electives remaining.
Well, at first, I didn't want to be in debate. I perceived it as something, like, I perceived it as what many
see debate as like sort of like this nerdy activity that only like really smart people do.
Garcia's attitude changed when he took debate, and that happens a lot.
Well, I remember that when I was in high school, I was kind of an average student. I was a C student most of my high school life.
Juan Carlos Ramos is an alum and a former member of Fremont High's debate team. He comes to practices once a week to mentor the team.
I wasn't really into the whole going to class and, you know, doing the average thing. So I definitely, it gave me a structure of discipline, and it gave me a place where I can kind of feel accepted and kind of be heard at the same time.
Once students know what debate is, I think a lot of them would choose to do it.
Why do you think that is?
Because they get to talk. The adults shut up.
And it's when the adults stop talking that the real value of a young person's view comes through.
If we're looking at the outcome of debate and the reason why we should invest in debate is because ultimately we're creating a well-informed group of young people who can go on and advocate for their communities.
But before they can advocate for their communities, Teacher Cierney says their country needs to advocate better for them. Listening to the students is one way to start. For Cross Currents, I'm Bree Sharman.